Spokane Children's Theater on North Medelia has a busy scene season doing all kinds of things, musicals and plays and everything else. And they're opening this Friday with Wind in the Willows, Friday night at 7, and then Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock are the standard performance times. And that runs also through the month, runs through the 28th with no show on Easter Sunday. And so let's get a little closer to how the book The Wind in the Willows becomes a play, and directing it is Joanne Emery. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
And talk about your experience with Spokane Children's Theater. Have you done other directing for them?
I have. This is actually my fifth show that I'm directing for the theater. And I've done Snow White in the past and Jungle Book, other productions as well.
So. And talk about translating Wind in the Willows into a theatrical production.
Well, it originally became, it was written as an adult book in the early 1900s, but fastly became a children's book because they used animals. Mm-hmm. And so it's become popular as a children's story because of the rat and toad and mole and the characters and how your friendship develops and things. And so, yeah.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to get a taste of it right away, and then we'll meet the people doing that. And so we have Craig Hurt as Toad and Ellie Weitz as the jailer's daughter. And so let's get into Wind in the Willows and hear really the attitudes of these two characters.
Oh, what a miserable toad am I. This is the end of everything. At least this is the end of Toad, which is the same thing. How can I ever hope to be set large again when I've been imprisoned so justly for stealing so handsome a motor car in such an audacious manner? Stupid animal that I was. Now I must languish in this dungeon till animals who were once proud to say they knew me have long since forgotten the name of Toad. How I wish I'd listened to my friends. Now I am a most unhappy and forsaken toad.
Do cheer up, Toad.
Who's there?
I'm the jailer's daughter. Now dry your eyes and try to be a sensible animal.
If only I were a sensible animal. But I've been such a foolish and wicked toad.
Yes, you have. But still, you must eat something. Look what I've brought you.
Take it away. I don't want anything.
You've hardly eaten all week.
How can I think of eating while I sit imprisoned in this dirty, awful hole?
Okay.
Is that bacon? And eggs?
And tea and toast and jam.
Well, perhaps a few bites.
Thought it might do you some good.
It's delicious. Though, isn't quite what I'm used to, of course.
Oh?
Oh, yes. At Toad Hall, every meal is a banquet. There isn't an animal around that isn't dying to be invited.
Is that so?
Of course. Toad, they say, is the best of creatures, the most generous of animals. All my friends think a great deal of me. Can't imagine how they're getting on without me.
You are a conceited beast. I thought you would have learned your lesson by now.
Lesson? What lesson? What are you talking about?
Oh, never mind. Well, if my food isn't good enough for you...
No, no. You're right. I am a very boastful toad. That's how I came to be in such a terrible place to begin with.
Maybe there's still hope for you. After all, you only have one more day.
One more day? What are you talking about? I shall die here.
Little does he know. Well, go on and tell me about your friends, if that will make you feel better.
Oh, I do have a great deal many of them, and they're most devoted to me, more so than I deserve, in fact. They warned me to leave off motor cars forever.
And so you went off and stole one? That was very foolish. You must not think very much of them.
No, no, I do. And I promise from now on to always listen to them. But I don't suppose I shall ever see any of them again.
A scene from Wind in the Willows in the role of Toad as Craig Hurt, and in the role of the jailer's daughter is Ellie Weitz. Let's start with you, Ellie, and talk about being the jailer's daughter. That sounds like a really fun person to be, is it?
It is.
And is some of that kind of good sense and maybe finding the silliness in adults something that that you all also have inside you?
Well, I really like it because she gets to fool him, and I really like tricking people and in a joking set sort of way. So I really like it because it is very, very fun to do.
Yeah, and people like Toad need somebody like you, don't they, to kind of make them try to be honest? Do you think you have any result? Do you think you really get to Toad?
Yes, I think that he kind of sees that it wasn't the best decision he made to go and do the bad stuff he did, but I also think that he really just has no idea that he's, like, actually doing something bad.
Yeah, just one of those amoral critters. Well, Toad, do you care to defend yourself against any of this?
Well, I don't know if Toad is amoral, necessarily. He does think an awful lot of himself, though, and he really believes that he is the best there is to offer. So he's a very boastful Toad, but he believes he's earned that. He grows throughout the show, mm-hmm. and he learns to be more mindful of other people. So he does have the potential for growth and the potential to do good, and he wants to be good.
And back to the director, Joanne. This is a really great example of, you know, two strong characters, and also the sense of allegory and the reason that this was originally an adult book that the kids grabbed onto too. Who are some of the other characters and situations that go on in the course of the theatrical version of this?
Well, you've got a group of friends. You have Mole. You have Rat. You have Badger, and you have Toad, and they have obviously are friends. And Toad, as he said, is pretty full of himself. He was left with a lot of money, so he's very frivolous, et cetera, and he takes advantage of that money to do things that most people wouldn't do. And he's got his friends that want to help him see the error of his ways, that he needs to change the way that he looks at life and how he looks at himself. And he needs to be looking at others and be concerned about them as well. And so that's what they're trying to do. And that's what friends do. They stick together no matter how bad or how wrong a person is. And that's what the story, I think, is trying to portray, that you stick with your friends.
And again, kind of keeping this duality of whether this is a kid story or an adult story, and then you have kid actors and adult actors mm-hmm. Both in there. Kind of tell me how the numbers line up and how it serves each group of actors.
Well, I think with the kids, it they can see that the problems that they have in school or the things that they see that happen in school, bullying and things like that, it happens with adults as well. And so with kids being able to see how adults handle it and see that this is just something that goes on in life. And I think the show, with the adults being there, saying the kids seeing the adults having the same issues and working through them and seeing that friends, the difference that friends can make, I think that's a positive thing for our kids mm-hmm. to see.
And Ellie, talk about the other kid actors that you get to do this show with. Are some of them actors, people that you've done other shows with?
Yes, there is a group of people I've done it with before, and there are some newer people who are new to theater, and I haven't done shows with them before.
And so you've been through a rehearsal process, and you have all that time together, and the time both on stage and off stage. How does this work with this group of kids? Are you kind of your own special club?
We kind of are, but there's kind of different groups of people who like to really hang out with each other. But I think that we all do work together for entertaining each other and having fun together. But we also are very loud, so we need to fix that.
I would hope you would be. You need to go with your instincts sometimes, don't you?
Yes.
And talk to me, Ellie White. Talk to me about your other shows you've been in and some of the theater you've done.
I've been in mostly shows at Spokane Children's Theater. I've been in, this is my 7th show at Spokane Children's Theater. I also did a solo act for Artistry in Motion, a dance recital that they did. But most of the shows I've done at Spokane Children's Theater, Joanne has directed. I really like working with her. I like her style. And most of the shows, if not all of the shows I've been in, are musicals. And I really enjoy doing theater because it's where I can express myself, and I feel like it's something I'm very good at, and I like to do it because it brings people joy and happiness, and it's fun.
And so when you're on stage, you feel like you're completely you?
Yes.
Yeah, nice. And so in representing the children, which is the core of Spokane Children's Theater, but we do need adult actors. So Craig Hurt, talk about your role in this, or your being in this play and your relationship with this theater company.
Well, so one of the things I really like about this theater company is it's something I get to do with my family. My wife is also in the show. She plays Mole, and my daughter plays one of the weasels. And that's just one thing I think is really amazing that we get to do is we get to be part of this really cool activity as a family. And not every theater you go to would have that opportunity. Some are just for kids, some are just for adults, or there's just too high of a competition that you would all three get cast in the show together. So it's been a really fun experience. We've been doing SCT shows for about 3 years now-ish. Ever since my daughter, I took her to a show there, and Doug was talking about auditions, and her eyes got really big, and I said, "Do you want to do that?" And she nodded, and so we've been doing it ever since. We just haven't stopped. So
let's bring in Doug Beshta for a minute to talk specifically about the space. Spokane Children's Theater is 2727 North Medelia, which is just a few blocks north of Illinois Avenue, there where it's high over the city and in such a great view, and then just north there. And I will say a bit of an industrial zone, but the beauty of that is you have your own space. Talk about what you can do by virtue of not having to borrow space from somebody.
Our space is great. Having a home, Spokane Children's Theater being Spokane's oldest theater organization, they were pretty nomadic for quite a while. And so one of our biggest challenges with our audiences is they didn't know where we were going to be next. And so we've been in our current location we're just finishing our 6th year, which is fabulous, and we've been improving the space, and it's an industrial area, so it's kind of one of the draws to it. People drop, and it's like, this does not look like where a theater should be, and they come into the lobby, and it's like, okay, it's a lobby, and they come into the theater, and it's like, this is a real theater. Mm-hmm. So having our theater, we have a rehearsal space next door. We can rehearse, we can build sets, we can work, we have props, and everything's right there. It just makes things so much easier, because not only are we doing one in the Willows right now, it's tech week for them, but we're also rehearsing already for our next show, and having our own space allows us to do camps, which we just finished a spring break camp that we had a great time with, and we have summer camps coming up for kids, teaching them more and more about theater. A lot of our kids come from our camps and then into the theater, so having our own space is fabulous. We love it. We wish it was a little bit bigger, but we know these are the resources we have, and we're doing the best we can with them. So we seem to be pulling people in, and we're really excited about the things that we're doing.
And you don't have to compete for parking, because by the time you have a show, there's nobody else parking out on the street.
Pretty much, yeah. During our challenges during the week, we have two karate studios in the same location, and so they threaten to teach me karate if our people don't park in the right places. So, but other than that, we have a great place. They don't have to worry about parking. We have our school day shows on Wednesdays when schools come and see us, and the buses they love coming in because they don't have to worry about driving around downtown or any of that. So the parking is a huge draw. So
once again, that's 2727 North Medelia on Spokane's northeast side of the Spokane Children's Theater. with this opening. This opening this Friday, 7 o'clock, and then Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock. A Wind in the Willows running through the 28th with no show on Easter Sunday. So, thank you everybody for visiting with me.
Awesome. Thank you.
What a
thanks
treat, especially for having you come in, Ellie. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay.